Congressman Chris Smith is the ranking Republican member of the U.S. Congressional Executive Commission on China, which was set up in 2000 after then-President Clinton permanently renewed most favored nation trade status for China. He is also an outspoken critic of China, so what he had to say to reporters in Beijing Tuesday was no surprise.
Tragically, the Olympics have triggered a massive crackdown designed to silence and put beyond reach all those whose views differ from the official harmonious government line.
As an example, Smith said Chinese authorities thwarted one of his goals for his brief three-day trip.
On Sunday night, three human rights lawyers with whom we had scheduled to have dinner were threatened, then taken away or placed under house arrest by the police.
Two of the Chinese dissidents who could not meet the American legislators were lawyers Li Baiguang and Li Heping. The two Chinese activists had met President George Bush in the White House earlier this month after receiving awards from the U.S. National Endowment for Democracy. The third was lawyer Tang Biao, whom Smith says still had four police guards outside his house as of Monday. Congressman Frank Wolf, who accompanied his colleague to Beijing, said they presented a list of 734 Chinese political prisoner cases to Li Zhaoxing, chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee of China's legislature.
No list of Chinese political prisoners is ever likely to be complete, but I think this is the most extensive and the most complete list around.
When asked about the lawmakers' comments, Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Zhenqiao said they were in Beijing at the invitation of the U.S. Embassy. Liu says he is not aware of the political prisoner list the two U.S. congressmen handed over, but he added that if they did indeed submit such a list, that is not consistent with the official purpose of their visit. The U.S. lawmakers spoke to reporters in Beijing one day after Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met with China's top leaders. She raised human rights issues in her meetings, but stressed friendship rather than disagreement. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.